The book of Revelation. Chapter 2.
Verse 1. 你要写信给以弗所教会的使者说, 那右手拿着七星在七个金灯台中间行走的说,
To the angel of the church in Ephesus write, The one who holds the seven stars in his right hand, the one who walks among the seven golden lampstands, says this,
我知道你的行为劳碌忍耐，也知道你不能容忍恶人，你也曾试验那自称为使徒却不是使徒的，看出他们是假的来。
I know your deeds and your toil and perseverance, and that you cannot endure evil men. And you put to the test those who call themselves apostles, and they are not, and you found them to be false.
第三节,
Verse 3.
你也能忍耐，曾为我的名劳苦，并不乏倦。
And you have perseverance and have endured for my name's sake and have not grown weary.
第四节,
Verse 4.
然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你起初从，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。
But I have this against you, that you have left your first love.
所以应当回想你是从哪里坠落的，并要悔改，行起初所行的事。
Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen, and repent, and do the deeds you did at first.
你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。
Or else, I am coming to you, and will remove your lampstand out of its place unless you repent.
第七节。
Verse 7.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
得胜的，我必将神乐园中生命树的果子赐给他吃。
To him who overcomes, I will grant to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God.
第11节后半句。
Verse 11, the latter part.
得胜的必不受第二次死的害。
He who overcomes shall not be hurt by the second death.
然后我们来看第17节的后面。
Latter part of verse 17.
得胜的，我必将那隐藏的玛拿赐给他，并赐给他一块白石，石上写着新名，除了那领受的以外，没有人能认识。
To him who overcomes, to him I will give some of the hidden manna, and I will give him a white stone, and a new name written on the stone, which no one knows but he who receives it.
第二十六节。
Verse 26.
那得胜又遵守我命令到底的，我要赐给他权柄，制服列国。
And he who overcomes and he who keeps my deeds until the end, to him I will give authority over the nations.
第三章。
Chapter 3,
第五节,
Verse 5.
凡得胜的必这样穿白衣，我也必不从生命册上涂抹他的名，且要在我父面前和我父众使者面前认他的名。
He who overcomes shall thus be clothed in white garments, and I will not erase his name from the book of life, and I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels.
12节,
Verse 12.
得胜的，我要叫他在我神殿中做柱子，他也必不再从那里出去。我要将我的神的名和我神城的名，这城就是从天上从神那里降下来的新耶路撒冷，并我的新名都写在他上面。
He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he will not go out from it anymore. And I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and my new name.
21节,
Verse 21.
得胜的，我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐，就如我得了圣，在我父的宝座上与他同坐一般。
He who overcomes, I will grant to him to sit down with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne.
然后启示录第21章,
Revelation chapter 21,
第七节,
Verse 7.
得胜的必承受这些伟业，我要做他的神，他要做我的儿子。
He who overcomes shall inherit these things, and I will be his God, and he will be my son.
22章第5节,
Chapter 22, verse 5.
不再有黑夜，他们也不用灯光日光，因为主神要光照他们，他们要作王，直到永永远远。
And there shall no longer be any night, and they shall not have need of the light of a lamp, nor the light of the sun, because the Lord God shall illumine them, and they shall reign forever and ever.
我想我们圣经就读这么多。
These are the scripture readings for now.
我想弟兄姊妹到现在都知道，我们这次大会的主题是神永远的旨意和得胜者。
Brothers and sisters should know by now that the theme of this conference is God's eternal purpose and the overcomers.
今天晚上我们特别来看得胜者。
Tonight we want to deal on this matter of the overcomer.
在全本圣经里面讲到得胜者最清楚的恐怕是启示录。
In the Bible, where it speaks most clearly of overcomer, it is found in the book of Revelation.
启示录是全本圣经最后的一卷。
Revelation is the last book in the Bible.
我们知道在启示录里面约翰就对写了七封的书信写了七封的书信给教会。
In Revelation, John wrote seven letters to the churches.
就好像保罗曾经给教会写了七封的书信。
Just like Paul, when he wrote seven letters to the churches.
不过当约翰写启示录的时候，教会的光景已经不同了。
But when John wrote his letters, the condition of the church was very different.
保罗写信给七个教会是在教会正常的时候。
When Paul wrote his letters, the church was in its normal condition.
到了启示录，约翰写启示录的时候。
But when John wrote Revelation,
那教会已经显出不正常的光景。
The church was already abnormal.
所以约翰就写了七封的书信给七个教会。
So John wrote seven letters to the seven churches.
我们如果比较这七封书信和保罗的七封书信，
If we had to compare these seven letters with Paul's seven letters,
你觉得启示录非常特别。
You will see that Revelation is very special.
这些书信开始的时候，
In the beginning of these letters,
有问安的话，
There is a peace, a greeting.
但是呢，我们就特别在启示录里面。
But in Revelation,
约翰告诉我们他在什么情形底下写了这些书信。
John tells us under what condition he writes these letters.
我们读保罗的七封的书信给教会的。
When we read the seven letters of Paul to the church,
我们一开始知道是保罗写这些信。
We all know that he was the one who wrote these letters.
也问安。
And he has a greeting.
但是不像在启示录这里面所提到的。
But it's very different than Revelation.
所以这七封书信和前面保罗七封书信是完全不同的。
These seven letters are very different than Paul's seven letters.
因为教会的光景和从前不一样。
Because the condition of the church is very different.
所以圣灵启示约翰写这些话的时候。
So when the Holy Spirit enabled Paul to write John these letters.
那特别是在二章三章。
Especially in chapters 2 and
3. 你看约翰，神就借着约翰给七个教会七封的书信。
So John wrote seven letters to the seven churches.
然后约翰告诉我们，他该开始告诉我们他为什么写这样的书信。
And he told us in the beginning why he wrote these letters.
那不只让我们知道约翰为什么写这七封书信。
Not only to tell us why he wrote these letters.
当然事实上这是主给教会的书信。
Of course, these letters are letters given by our Lord.
不过我们的主要约翰把它写下来。
But our Lord wanted John to write it down.
但是当约翰解释他为什么写这些书信的时候，
When John explained the reason he wrote these letters,
他同时也把启示录这本的性质告诉了我们。
At the same time, he told us the personality of the character of this book.
我们知道说启示录乃是圣经最后的一卷书。
We know that Revelation is the last book in the Bible.
我们讲到神永远的旨意。
We speak of God's eternal purpose.
我们要问一个问题。
We have to ask a question.
等到时间快到末了的时候，
At the very end,
就表示神的工作快要完成。
That is the time when the work of God is almost done.
我们晓得在还没有创立世界以前，
We know that before the creation of the world,
神有一个旨意。
There was one purpose.
我们称它做永远的旨意。
We say that is the eternal purpose.
那个永远的旨意是在它里面，是在它自己里面定下了这个旨意。
That eternal purpose came from within our Lord.
也是在基督里面定下了这个旨意。
And this will was established within Christ himself.
根据这个旨意就产生了蓝图。
And according to this will, there is a blueprint.
根据这个蓝图，神就开始工作。
And according to this blueprint, God begins his work.
所以等到神开始工作的时候，
So when God began his work,
这个宇宙就开始了。
The universe began.
宇宙的运动就开始了。
There was movement in the universe.
今天科学家告诉我们说，
Today scientists tell us,
时间是什么呢？
What is time?
什么时候运动开始了？
Whenever there is movement,
时间就开始了。
That is when the time begins. again.
为什么这个宇宙开始运动呢？
Why did the universe begin to move?
因为神开始工作。
Because God began to work.
所以感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们知道从创立世界开始。
We know by the beginning of creation.
神就开始他的工作。
God began his work.
那么到了启示录的时候。
And when you reach Revelation.
约翰给我们看见等到时间快到终点的时候。
John shows us when the time is ending.
特别等到将来的勇士要开始的时候。
Especially when the eternal and the future is going to begin.
现在我们要看从神的话里面。
We see that through God's word.
到底最后神所要做的有没有做到？
We have to see what God wanted to accomplish. Was it accomplished?
我们看整本圣经最后所描写的。
Throughout the whole Bible, we see what is described in the very end of the Bible.
应该就是神心目中他所要做的事。
It should be what is in God's heart.
所以感谢神。
We thank God.
就在启示录一开始的时候。
At the beginning of Revelation.
我们知道约翰告诉我们说，他是主神说，我是阿拉法，也是欧米伽。
We know that John said the Lord said that he is the Alpha and the Omega.
因为神是永远旨意的神。
Because he is a God of eternal purpose.
神是 Alpha.
God is Alpha.
神也是 Omega.
God is also Omega.
现在到了启示录了。
So now you've reached Revelation.
可以说这个字母已经到了 Omega 了。
You can say that the letter has reached letter Omega.
Alpha 是希腊文第一个字母。
Alpha is the first letter in the Greek alphabet.
Omega 是希腊文最后一个字母。
Omega is the last letter in the alphabet.
创世纪是神的 Alpha。
Genesis is God's Alpha.
启示录是神的 Omega.
Revelation is God's Omega.
等到快到 Omega 的时候。
When you reach Omega.
现在我们要问说。
Now you will
ask. 神当初的旨意有没有达到？
Did God's initial will, was it attained?
到底神的目的是什么？
What is his purpose?
所以弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
让我们记得，
Let us remember,
要明白神永远的旨意。
To understand God's eternal purpose,
神就给了我们全本的圣经。
God gave us the whole Bible.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
你看见吗？我们怎么知道神永远的旨意？
How do we know God's eternal purpose?
到底神永远的旨意是什么？
What is his eternal purpose?
以弗所给我们很清楚的表，给我们很清楚的说明。
Ephesians describes it very clearly.
但是事实上，我圣灵是用全本的圣经来解释它的。
But in reality, the Holy Spirit uses the whole Bible to describe it.
到了启示录的时候。
So when you reach Revelation,
我们叫主回来的日子近了。
We know that the Lord's return.
我们知道时间快到终点。
The time is about to end.
等到时间快到终点的时候。
When the time is about to end,
我们要问说约翰看见了什么。
We have to ask, what did John see?
我们知道约翰最后给我们看见一些的图画。
At the very end, John saw some pictures.
那个应该就是最后神要达到的目的。
And that should be the goal that the Lord wants to attain to at the very end.
那么就在约翰写启示录的时候，
As John was writing Revelation,
就在开始写七封书信的时候，
When he first began to write the seven letters,
他一直提到 the 圣的， the 圣的， the 圣的。
He keeps mentioning the one who overcomes, the one who overcomes, the one who overcomes.
换句话说，
In other words,
这里讲到 the 圣者。
Here it speaks of the overcomer.
弟兄姊妹，
Brother and sister,
特别在神的旨意里，你到了 Omega 这一章这个 chapter 的时候，
Especially in God's will, when you reach the chapter of Omega.
现在我们要问说，
Now you have to ask,
神的旨意有没有可能完成呢？
What is, can God's will be accomplished?
神的旨意最后能不能达到呢？
Can it be reached?
弟兄姊妹，你看见说和得胜者发生很重要的关系。
It has a lot to do with the overcomer.
所以我们每次读启示录的时候，
Every time we read Revelation,
谁说他是 Omega?
God says he is Omega.
但是不要忘记，
But do not forget,
他也是 Alpha.
He is also Alpha.
所以我们要明白圣经，
To understand the Bible,
是要从创世纪一直看到启示录。
We need to see from Genesis all the way to Revelation.
创世纪给我们看见神原始的旨意。
Genesis shows us the initial will of God.
神刚开始彰显他旨意的时候。
At the very beginning, when he revealed his will.
告诉他旨意的时候。
When he explained his will.
你看见创世纪他给我们看见这么多。
In Genesis, you know, he showed us a little part.
然后中间，然后到了最后的时候。
And at the very end.
特别到启示录最后的时候。
Especially at the end of Revelation.
我们就看见神最终的旨意。
We see his ultimate will.
所以我们知道说，如果我们明白神永远的旨意的。
To understand God's eternal will.
你发现神原始的旨意是轮廓。
His initial will is actually but a skeleton.
等到我们看到最终的旨意的时候，我们就看到那个丰满。
And the ultimate purpose is the abundance, the riches.
在创世纪，我们看见一座花园。
In Genesis, we see a garden.
我们看见那个轮廓。
We see that skeleton.
但是等到了启示录的时候。
But in Revelation,
我们乃是看见一座花园的城。
We see a garden city.
我们读第二启示创世纪的时候，我们看见那个花园是平面的。
In Genesis, the garden is a plain.
等到启示录最后的时候，我们看见那个花园是立体的。
At the end of Revelation, we see that garden is three-dimensional.
所以我们看见。在创世纪有生命树
In Genesis there is the tree of life
在启示录也有生命树
In Revelation there is also a tree of life
创世纪有河
Genesis there's a river
启示录最后也有河
In Revelation also a river
你如果在伊甸园里面顺着水河河流往前走的话
If you in the Garden of Eden if you follow the flow of the river
你能找到金子
You can see gold
你能找到宝石
You'll see precious stones.
你也能找到珍珠
And you'll see pearls.
等到我们读到启示录最后的时候
At the very end of Revelation.
现在我们知道
We know.
整个新耶路撒冷的建筑的材料
The building material of the New Jerusalem.
乃是金子乃是宝石乃是珍珠
It's gold, precious stones, and pearls.
你找不到第四个材料
You cannot find a fourth material.
我们不要忘记
Do not forget.
创世纪头两章
Genesis, the first two chapters.
是在罪还没有进到人类中间
Happened before sin came into the world.
等到二十一章二十二章
in chapter 21 and 22,
就是开始了
when the eternity began,
新天新地开始
the new heaven and the new world,
不再有死亡
no longer is a death,
不再有悲哀
no longer is a suffering.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
你看见吗
do you see?
所以头两章跟最后两章
the first two chapters in the Bible and the last two chapters in the Bible,
应该告诉我们神到底要做什么
should tell us what God wants to do.
在创世纪的时候
in Revelation,
我们看见那个轮廓
In Genesis, we see the
star. 到了启示录的时候
，In Revelation，
我们就看见那个丰满。
We see the abundance.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers，
现在我们要问说
，We have to ask，
圣灵怎么把这些图画指给我们看
？How does the Holy Spirit show us these pictures？
所以我们，而且在这个整个神旨意、神永远的旨意里面
，And in God's eternal purpose，
在创启示录刚开始的时候
，At the very beginning of Revelation，
约翰给我们看见他在七个教会里面。
John shows us that he among the seven churches.
我们的主现在做一件事。
Our Lord has done one thing.
他在每一个教会里面要呼召得胜者。
And each church is calling out the overcomers.
这七个教会。
And the seven churches
是使徒时代当时第一世纪的教会。
Throughout all ages, it's a this is a
first century.
It is the church of the first century.
我们知道当约翰还在地上的时候。
As John was still on earth,
那个时候的确在小亚细亚有七个教会。
In Minor Asia, there were seven churches.
但是圣灵用这个七个教会来代表那个时候各地的教会。
But the Holy Spirit used these seven churches to represent the churches in total.
这是就着那个时候的空间来说。
And that is speaking in the space.
就着时间来说。
In terms of time,
这个七个教会也是代表历史上历教会七种不同的光景。
These seven churches represent the seven conditions of the church throughout time.
以弗所的教会特别说到第一个世纪的教会
The Ephesian church speaks of the church in the first century
士梅拿教会是说在第二世纪第三世纪当教会受逼迫的时候的教会
The church in Smyrna speaks of in the second and third century how the church suffered persecution
迭加摩的教会乃是指着君士坦丁做了皇帝接受基督教做国教以后的情形
And Pergamum represents when Constantine took Christianity as the religion of the world
在这三个教会里面
In these three churches
我们的主没有提到他要回来
Our Lord did not say he was going to Return.
所以我们知道以弗所教会过了以后就是士梅拿士梅拿过了以后就是别加摩
We know that after the church in Ephesus there's the church in Smyrna and then there's the church in Pergamon
然后从第四世纪开始一直到主回来就有了推亚推拉
And then from the 4th century until the Lord returns there's Thyatira
这个教会就是我们读教会历史的时候当教会在黑暗的时候那个时候的教会
And this church in the history is when the church was in darkness
那么这个是推亚推拉
That is Thyatira
到了十六世纪的时候
In the 16th century
神就借着马丁路德借着加尔文等等他们就做了恢复的工作
Through Martin Luther and through Calvin etc. There was the work of Reformation
这就是撒底的教会
And that is church in Sardis
然后到十九世纪的时候
In the 19th century
神又做了奇妙的工作
God did a marvelous work
结果有一班弟兄们起来
Then there was some brothers who came up
在英国
In England
后来也到了中国
And then went to China
后来也到了印度
and went to India
你看各地有一种的情形就是菲拉切菲教会所告诉我们
and there is that condition of the church of Philadelphia
等到我们主回来以前
before the Lord returns.
教会的光景就是老底家所告诉我。
The condition of the church is shown in Laodicea.
那么这七封书信的重点在哪里呢？
What is the main point in these seven letters?
就是给我们看见神在教会里面呼召得胜者。
In the church, how the Lord is calling overcomers.
为什么呼召得胜者？
Why is he calling for overcomers?
因为当教会的大旗从神永远的旨意落下去的时候。
Because when When the majority of the church has fallen in the hands of our Lord,
结果你看有一般人，他们仍旧站在神原来所命定那个水平线上。
You will see that there is a group of people who actually remains on the original line that the Lord has drawn.
这些人不是特别好的基督徒。
These are not special good Christians.
他们是平常的基督徒。
They are normal Christians.
乃是当许多人落到那个得胜神永远旨意的一条线底下的时候。
As many have fallen below the line of God's eternal purpose.
神呼召一般人维持神永远的旨意。
God calls those who keep God's eternal purpose.
结果神永远的旨意是借着这一般人终于达到了。
And through these people, God's eternal purpose is attained.
所以我们知道说得胜者和神永远的旨意发生很重要的关系。
We know that the overcomers and God's eternal purpose have a great relationship.
我们读启示录的时候，
We know that in Revelation,
我们觉得这是本很难读的书。
It's a very difficult book to read.
因为这里面讲到七个印、七个号、七个碗等等等等。
Because it speaks of seven seals, seven trumpets, seven bowls.
你一会儿看见龙在沙滩上。
On one hand, you see the dragon in the desert.
然后有一只兽在西树。
The dragon on the seashore.
然后你看见有兽从海中上来。
And then the beast coming out of the.
你看见有兽从地中上来。
And there are another beast coming out of the world.
将来有一个世界。
Then there is a world.
是个经济统一的世界。
It is a political world.
No, 经济统一的世界 ，economic.
It is an economic world.
是政治统一的世界。
It is a political world.
也是宗教统一的世界。
It is a religious world.
United.
A united religious world.
所以我们知道说将来这个世界有一个大一统的局面。
We know that there is a great system in this world.
所以我们知道将来有一个系统是个 unified, 是个统一的系统。
This is a unified system in the world.
你看见将来的世界是一个。
Then this world is one.
你看见说宗教是一个。
Religion is one.
政治是一个。
Political is one.
经济也是一个。
Economical is one.
那个时候你如果没有666没有兽的这些印记的话你就不能够做买卖。
If you do not have the mark of the beast 666 you cannot do business.
所以当我们读启示录的时候
So when you read Revelation
当你被这些东西当你注意到这些的时候
When you notice these things
我们很容易忘记神在这卷书里面他有一个很中心的目的。
It is very easy to forget that our Lord has a purpose.
而我们今天神的儿女们读这卷圣书的时候
And we children of God, when we read this book,
我们不知不觉我们的好奇心把我们从神最在这卷书里面最中心的启示就带出来了。
Unconsciously, through our curiosity, the main point is brought out.
我们所注意的是七个印
What we pay attention to is seven
seals. 七个碗
Seven bowls.
我们注意的是敌基督
What we pay attention to is the Antichrist.
我们要问一个问题
We have to ask a question.
到底基督徒今天在地上是等候基督呢还是等候敌基督呢
Christians on earth, are we waiting for Christ or the Antichrist?
许多人读启示录的时候
Many times when we read Revelation,
给你一个感觉他在那等候敌基督
It gives you the feeling that you're waiting for the Antichrist.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们知道圣经讲到基督的日子
When the Bible speaks of the days of the Lord
那个乃是指说新妇等候新郎的日子
That is the days when the bride is waiting for the bridegroom
所以让我们记得
So let us remember
神在启示录里面的启示
In Revelation, the revelation in Revelation
他的中心的启示乃是耶稣基督的启示
The main point, the emphasis is the revelation of Jesus Christ
所以启示录第一句话第一章第一节就说耶稣基督的启示
That's why in verse 1 it says the revelation of Jesus Christ
在这个启示里面
And in this revelation
到底基督
It speaks of the Antichrist
但是敌基督不是中心
But the Antichrist is not the main point
提到巴比伦
It speaks of Babylon
巴比伦不是中心
Babylon is not the main point
提到七个号七个碗等等等等
Seven trumpets, seven bowls, etc
这个都是启示的一部分
That is part of the revelation
但是不是启示的中心
But it is not the main point.
弟兄姊妹
Brother and sister,
祭司的中心呢是和神永远的旨意发生关系的。
The main point has to do with God's eternal purpose.
你读到启示录的时候
When you read Revelation,
你要问一个问题
You have to ask a question.
现在时间快结束了
The time is about to end.
现在我们没有多少时间
We have very little time now.
我们不是很快到主那里就主很快就要回来了
We're very quick will be to the Lord. The Lord will return quickly.
等到这个时间快到结束的时候
At the end of time,
你要问一个问题
You have to ask a question.
我们的旨意有没有达到是另外一件事
Whether our purpose has been reached is another question.
你知道吗许多人到了临终的时候
So many people at the very end say
他有一种不满足的感觉
They feel that they're not very satisfied
因为他一生所要达到的没有达到
Because everything they wanted to accomplish in life they did not accomplish
这是一生最大最大的遗憾
That is the greatest loss
等到这个人类快到终点的时候
When mankind is about to reach the end
在启示录里面
In Revelation
我们要问一个问题
We have to ask a question
就是神永远能旨意
What is God's eternal purpose
到底有没有完成
Has it been accomplished
到底有没有达到呢
Has it been attained
如果我们一开始就看见教会荒凉的情形
If we see the desolation of the church
那么我们现在要问说
Then we have to ask
在这种光景底下
Under this condition
到底主能不能完成他的旨意
Can God accomplish his will
教会荒凉
The church is in desolation
就告诉我们说神的旨意不能够通行
It shows us that God's eternal purpose cannot be
reached 稀奇的
Very amazing
本来教会应该叫神的旨意通行的
Before the church should have allowed the will of God to be accomplished
就叫我们祷告
God teaches, Lord teaches,
愿在国降临
May your kingdom come
愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上
May your will be done on earth as in heaven
弟兄姊妹
Brother,
神在地上得着一般的人
God has gained the people on the earth
神得着他的教会
He has gained his church
如果今天神在教会里面不能够彰显他的旨意
If in the church he cannot manifest his purpose
弟兄姊妹
Brother,
我们要问一个问题
We have to ask a question
现在没有多少时间了
We are running out of time
你还有多少时间给我们的神呢
How much more time do you have Because the return of our Lord is coming, we have to ask a question. Has God reached his, accomplished his will?
老底家的教会
The church in Laodicea.
从表面上来看是富足的
On the surface, it looks like it's rich.
结果我们的主在门外叩门
But the Lord outside is knocking on the door.
基督是教会的身体，基督叫基督是教会的元首。
Christ is the head of the church.
基督的同这教会的同在应该教会特点就是基督的同在。
The special point of a church is that the presence of the Lord.
结果我们看见我们的主是在门外叩门。
But then we see that our Lord is knocking on the outside of the door.
我们的主应该在门内才对。
Our Lord should be on the inside of the door.
怎么在门外叩门呢
Why is he knocking on the outside?
我们的主要进来。
Our Lord wants to come in.
为什么教会会让我们的主等在门外呢
Why does the church allow the Lord to wait outside?
这个不是今天教会的情形吗
Isn't this the condition of the church today?
从外面来看一切都是富足的。
On the outward way, it's as if it's rich.
主我们的建筑越来越大的。
Our buildings, our structures are bigger and bigger.
弟兄姊妹，你看见许多的光景就像老底家的光景一样。
Much of the condition is like the church in Laodicea.
但是稀奇的很。
But amazing.
如果这是基督的教会。
If this is the church of Christ.
我们的主怎么在门外叩门呢
How come he is outside the door knocking?
我们的主不应该在门外叩门呢
Our Lord shouldn't be outside knocking.
什么时候我们把我们的主推到门外去的
Whenever we push our Lord outside the door.
犹太人把我们的主推到城外把他钉在十字架上。
The Jewish people pushed him out of the city and nailed him to the cross.
什么时候教会把我们的主推到门外去的
Whenever Never did we the church push him out of the door.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗
？You see,
从表面上一切都是富足的。
On the surface, everything is rich.
当初早期的时候，金子银子我都没有。
At the very beginning, I had no gold or silver.
这是彼得所说的。
That is what Peter said.
我的金子银子我都没有。
Gold and silver I have not.
但是我拿上了耶稣的名，我可以叫你起来行走。
But in the name of Jesus the Nazareth, I will command you to walk.
我们知道有一个真实的故事。
We know a true story.
从前有一个很伟大的神学家叫 Aquinas。
There was a great theologian named Aquinas.
他有一天访问罗马，访问圣彼得堂。
Once he went to visit the St. Peter's Basilica.
Cathedral.
St. Peter's Cathedral.
那么他因为是神学家，所以教皇亲自招待他。
Because he was a great theologian, the Pope invited him personally.
那么就让他参观整个的圣彼得堂。
So he could see St. Peter's Cathedral.
然后呢，他就只做天花板上许多很金碧辉煌的建筑。
So he was pointing to the many different paintings and structures on the ceiling.
然后他就很那个教皇就很高兴地告诉 Aquinas 说。
So the Pope very gladly told Aquinas.
他说你知道吗？我们的第一任教皇彼得。
Do you know that the first Pope Peter?
他那个时候非常的寒酸，他说金子银子我们都没有。
He said that he did not have gold or silver.
弟兄，金子银子都没有。
He had no gold or silver.
我把我所有的给你。
I give you my all.
奉拿撒勒耶稣的名起来行走。
In the name of Jesus the Nazareth, I command you to stand up.
所以他说，你看头任的教皇，他是贫穷的，现在我们不一样了。
The first Pope was very poor, but now it's very different.
现在你看，我们金子银子都有。
Now look, we have gold and silver.
你知道 Queen 怎么说呢？
You know what the Queen said?
不错。
He said true.
现在我们金子银子都有了。
Today we do have gold and silver.
那奉拿撒勒耶稣的名起来行走的能力我们没有。
But the power that is set in the name of the Jesus the Nazareth to walk, that power is gone.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
这个不是我们的光景吗？
Isn't that our condition today?
今天我们可以说我们的情形像老底家的情形一样。
Today we can say our condition is like Laodicea.
不应该在我们中间。
The Lord should be amongst us.
结果老底家成为众人的意见。
Yet the Laodicea suffered all the
成为众人的意见。Opinions of everyone.
They receive the opinions of all people.
所以老底家的意思就是每一个人都可以发表他的意见。
So in Laodicea, everybody can give their own opinion.
你可以参加你的意见。
You can give your own opinion.
你看你们在教会里面，你随便都可以参加你的意见。
And in the church, you can give your opinion.
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
结果我们的主在门外叩门。
Then our Lord was outside the door knocking.
我们传福音可以借这些圣经。
When we preach the gospel, we can borrow this word.
我们说主耶稣叩罪人的门。
We say that the Lord is knocking on the door of sinners.
其实这节圣经从这里借来的。
But that verse is actually borrowed from here.
你真正读圣经，那个不是罪人的门，乃是教会的门。
If you read the scripture, it's not the door of sinners. It is the door of the church.
你借是可以，但是不可以久借不还。
You can borrow it, but you cannot borrow for long. You have to return it.
所以你一定要回到它原来的位置。
You always have to bring it back to its original position.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见等到教会到了主快回来的时候
，before the Lord returns, the church.
你看见教会的光景就是荒凉的景。
The condition of the church was a desolation.
就是老底家的形式。
The condition of Laodicea.
我们的主居然的站在门外面。
Our Lord is actually standing outside.
我们的主对我们一切都是客观的。
Our Lord to us everything is objective.
弟兄姊妹，我们难道一点主观的经历都没有吗？
Do we have no subjective experience?
基督是教会的元首。
Christ is the head of the church.
我们应该有第一手的经历才对。
We should have a first-hand experience.
但是你看见到了使徒到了启示录的时候。
But when we reach Revelation,
你看教会的光景和从前不同了。
The condition of the church is very different.
所以弟兄姊妹，当现在约翰写七封书信的时候。
So when John writes his seven letters,
你看见现在我们主对每一个教会。
Now the Lord to each church,
他都有个呼召。
He has a calling.
那个呼召乃是得胜者的呼召。
That calling is a calling of overcomer.
那对这些得胜者
and to these overcomers,
我们的主也把应许给他们
He has given them a promise
那个应许就是他们的奖赏
And that promise is their reward
而这个奖赏和启示录二十章所说的千年国发生关系的
And this reward has to do with the millennial kingdom mentioned in chapter 20
因为那个千年国就是圣经里面所说的天国
And that millennial kingdom is the heavenly kingdom
弟兄姊妹当你读这七封书信的时候
When you read these seven letters
你看见这个七个不同的应许
You will see seven different promises.
对得胜者七个不同的应许。
Seven promises to the overcomer.
实在说来，就是对于得胜者七个不同的奖赏。
And that in reality is seven different rewards to the seven churches.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？这个和天国发生关系。
This has to do with the kingdom of heaven.
所以当你读启示录的时候
，So when you read Revelation,
你刚开始你读到是七个教会。
At the beginning, you read of seven churches.
你读到得胜者。
You read of overcomers.
但是等到我们要到永世以前
，But before eternity,
有一个。七千年的时间
There is a thousand year period
这一千年就是我们所说的千年国
And then there's a thousand years the millennial kingdom
也就是我们所说的天国
And that is the kingdom of heaven
主耶稣说我们要进天国
The Lord said we will enter the kingdom of heaven
如果我们要进天国我们要遵行天父的旨意
If we are to enter the kingdom we need to keep the will of the Father
我们如果要遵行要进天国我们的义就应当胜过文士和法利赛人的义
If we are to enter the kingdom our righteousness needs to surpass those of the Pharisees and scribes
弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
你看见吗
Do you see that?
在这里给我们看见说
Here we see
得胜者乃是和天国发生关系
Overcomer has to do with the kingdom of heaven
所以弟兄姊妹这里的应许乃是国度的应许
So the promise here is the promise of the kingdom
在这里你看见说神你我们看见说在永世以前有一个天国
So before eternity there was a kingdom
原来这都是和神的旨意发生关系
And it has to do with God's purpose
特别等到时间快末了的时候
Especially at the end time?
最后神怎么完成他的旨意？
At the very end, how does God accomplish His will?
弟兄姊妹，你知道说神不勉强我们。
You know that God does not force us.
神给我们一个完全自由的意志。
He gives us a completely free will.
如果神把我们每一个人都当作一个棋子的话。
If the Lord treats us as a chess piece,
那这样的话，你知道，你如果这样的话，神如果定了一个旨意，最后一定完成的。
So if God established a purpose, then it would be accomplished.
因为他把你放在那里，就放在哪里。
Because wherever He puts you, you go.
神在太阳系里面，神在银河系里所做的就是一个工作。神在太阳系跟银河系里面。
What our Lord has done in the solar system and the
galaxy.他所做的工作就是一个工作。
That is that work.
所以你知道说在什么时候某一个星球在什么地方一定在那里的。
Wherever a star is put, that is where it's put. A planet is put, that is where it's put.
但是问题在这里。
But there's a problem.
神乃是创造了人。
God has created man.
神所造的人就像他一样有永远的有自由的意志的。
God has created man who has a free will.
所以我们可以说是，我们也可以说不。
We could say yes, we could say no.
教会可以对元首说是，也可以说不。
The church can say yes or no to the head.
弟兄姊妹，教会每一个人不是一个棋子。
The church, every person there, not a chess piece.
如果神造人像造棋子一样的话，
if the God created man as a chess piece.
如果神造人像造星球一样的话，
or created like a star or planet.
如果神造人像造机器人一样的话，
or created man like a robot.
你肯定神的旨意一定要完成的。
For sure, God's will will be accomplished.
但神的智慧在哪里？
But where is God's wisdom?
怎么知道这里有智慧？
How do you know there's wisdom?
我们知道说神是借助教会。
God through the church
叫在天上执政的掌权能得知神百般的智慧。
So that we can see the manifold wisdom of God.
那个原因在什么地方？
Where is the reason?
就是神所得着的人不是棋子。
What God has given the people, they are not chess.
神所创造的人可以说是也可以说不的。
Those created can say yes or no.
所以这就变成一个很复杂的问题。
So it becomes very complicated.
但是同时就因着这个缘故能显出神无比的智慧。
But at the same time, you can see the manifold wisdom of our Lord.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
我们看见神永远的旨意不只彰显他的能力。
God's eternal purpose does not only manifest his power.
神永远的旨意更是彰显他的智慧。
God's eternal purpose also shows forth his wisdom.
这个智慧是给天使看的。
This wisdom is for the angels.
这个智慧是给神所创造的万物来看的。
This wisdom is for His creation.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
你看见吗？
You see,
这些人能说是，这些人能说不。
These people can say yes or no.
这些人能顺服。
These people can obey.
这些人也能够走开。
These people can leave.
在这种情形底下，
Under these conditions,
弟兄姊妹，神有没有可能达成他的旨意？
Can God have His will attained?
你明白吗？
You understand?
今天所有在那里做机器人的人。
All those robots today,
他们最担心的一件事。
What they fear the most.
我们知道说一个机器人是一个没有感觉没有思想的。
We know that a robot has no feeling, has no thought.
所以你只要按一个 button, 你只要按一个键它就知道怎么做了。
You just have to press one button and it will do something.
但如果你给它一点的智慧。
But if you give it some wisdom.
那么这个机器就软了一点了。
Then this robot becomes soft.
所以我们说这是软体，因为它现在有了人格了。
That is why we call it software.
有一点的思想，有一点的思想了。
It has its own thought.
它越软越危险。
The softer it is, the worse. The more dangerous.
现在如果你创造一个机器人，
if you create a robot today,
你让它太软了。
If he is too soft,
那弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
到了一天你不能控制他。
One day you cannot control it.
这是今天搞电脑的人最紧张的一件事。
That is what the computer scientists are more
concerned
about.
结果你完全 out of your control, 完全你不能管住他。
Then you see it as completely out of control.
但是感谢神。
But thank the Lord.
我们的神敢把自由意志给我们。
Our God gave us free will.
我们要记得。
Let us remember.
神讲永远的旨意。
When God speaks of His eternal purpose,
是在一种情形底下讲的。
It is spoken under a certain condition.
讲到世界上的星球、宇宙的星球和这些没有意志的东西说的。
It has nothing to do with things that do not have life or the solar system.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
因为我人乃照着神的永远的旨意来，照着神的形象来创造的。
Because man was created according to the image of God.
人能说是，能说不。
Man can say yes, man can say no.
当教会最荣耀的时候。
In the most glorious part
of the world. 特别到五旬节的时候。
Especially at Pentecost.
你看见，你读使徒行传，你看见那些荣耀的光景。
You see the glorious picture in the book of Acts.
那个时候你要说神的旨意真的能达到了。
Then you can say God's eternal purpose can be attained.
但是等到你读启示录的时候。
But when you reach Revelation.
特别你看见教会荒凉的时候。
When you see the desolation of the church.
你要问一个问题。
You have to ask a question.
神的旨意能不能达到。
can God's will be accomplished?
弟兄姊妹，如果在这种情形底下
，Under these conditions，
神的旨意能够达到的话
，If His will can be accomplished，
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Then brothers and sisters，
你看见这就是神的智慧的。
You will see that this is God's wisdom。
结果你看见
，Then you will see，
得胜者乃是神智慧的一部分。
The overcomer is but a part of God's wisdom。
你看见得胜者最后乃是把神的旨意完全，乃是叫神的旨意完成的。
It is the overcomer enables the will of God to be accomplished.
所以我们知道这是非常重要的。
We know this is very important.
我知道在座有许多年长的弟兄姊妹。
I know that many sitting here are elderly.
我们相信说许多在座的弟兄姊妹，我们都曾经看见过主在地上的工作。
Many brothers and sisters here have seen what the Lord's work has been in the past.
看见神的同在在教会里面是何等的荣耀。
You've seen how glorious it is to have His presence in the church.
我相信这都是实实在在的经历，这不是个理想。
I believe this is truly an experience.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
等到几十年经过了以后
After many years,
我们会问一个问题
We ask a question.
当你看见教会许多的情形的时候
When you see many situations in the church,
我们会问一个问题
We have to ask a question.
教会真的有前途吗？
Is there a future for the church?
教会真的有明天吗？
Is there a tomorrow for the church?
我们的主真的要在他回来以前要得着荣耀的教会吗？
Is the Lord going to gain a glorious church before his return?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
让我们记得
Let us remember.
如果看看我们今天的情形
If we are to see our condition today,
我们越有精力
The more strength we have,
我们对教会越有精力
Then the more experience we have,
我们越有精力我们的感觉越寒冷
The more experience we have, the colder our feeling is.
为什么
？Why？
当你看见实实在在教会的情形的时候
，Because when you see the true condition of the church，
你看见我们说我们为什么花这么多功夫呢
？We ask why have we labored so much？
我们干脆就抢救灵魂就可以了。
Let us just grab the souls and that be okay.
抢救灵魂 ，save the souls。
Rescue the souls.
我们抢救灵魂就可以了。
And then just rescue the souls. That'll be enough.
我们为什么今天我们要讲神的旨意，关乎教会的事呢
？Why do we have to speak on God's eternal purpose in the church?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters.
因为这个缘故
，For this reason.
许多时候我们就灰心了。
Many times we lose heart.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
我们相信启示录乃是给我们很大的安慰。
In Revelation, we are comforted.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers,
我们要明白约翰在什么情形底下来写启示录的。
We have to understand under what condition did John write Revelation.
所以第一章弟兄姊妹，你如果仔细比较这七封书信和保罗的七封书信
，So when you compare these seven letters with the seven letters of Paul,
你看见里面有几句话是非常非常不一样的。
You'll see some words that are very different.
那几句话就把保罗里面的感觉带出来了。
And these words show the emotion from Paul.
Feeling, 把这个约翰的感觉带出来。
It brings out the feeling of John.
我们知道说约翰是12个门徒里面最后的一个。
We know that John was the last of the 12 disciples.
他的兄弟雅各是活得最短的。
His brother James lived the shortest.
他自己是活得最长的。
He was the one who lived the longest.
当他写启示录的时候
，When he wrote Revelation,
我们的主升天大概已经快60年了。
Our Lord had already ascended for 60 years.
他在圣灵里面跟随主差不多做了60年的基督徒。
In the Spirit, he had followed our Lord for 60 years.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，没有一个人的经历比约翰的经历更丰富。
No one's experience was as abundant as the one of John.
现在到他快晚年的时候
，Now at the end of his life,
圣灵给他启示录。
The Holy Spirit gives him revelation.
给他启示录这本书。
He gives him the book of Revelation.
所以他就把这本书给我们，这本书就写下来了。
And then he writes this book.
弟兄姊妹，到底这本书主要是讲什么？
What is the emphasis of this book?
所以当他一开始写这个书信的时候
，Right when he began the book,
他说：“看呐，他驾云降临。”
He said, "Behold, he is coming with the clouds."
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
你还记得60年前
？Do you remember 60 years back?
约翰和其他的门徒
，John and all the other disciples,
他们亲眼看见他们的主在橄榄山上升到天上去。
They saw the Lord from the Mount of Olives ascending to heaven.
他们亲眼看见我们的主从橄榄山一直升到云端。
They saw him going up into the clouds.
到了云端以后，他再也看不见了。
After the clouds, they could not see anymore.
后来约翰知道我们的主是升天了。
And then John knew that the Lord had ascended to heaven.
约翰知道说我们的主是达到宝座了。
John knew that he had reached the throne.
但是六十年之久。
But after 60 years,
他一直不知道到底那个云彩的背后是什么。
He never knew what was behind those clouds.
他知道我们主到了那里。
He knew our Lord had reached the place.
但是我们知道，约翰乃是主所爱的那个门徒。
But John was the disciple that the Lord loved.
他也是躺在主怀里的那一位。
He is the one who lay at his bosom.
弟兄姊妹，自从在橄榄山他与我们的主分别以后。
Ever since he was separated from our Lord from the Mount of Olives,
他一直记得是那朵云彩把我们的主带走的。
He remembers that it was those clouds that took the Lord away.
那云彩好像一个幔子一样。
That cloud was like a veil.
从此以后他看不见他的主。
From now on, he cannot see the Lord.
过去三年半之久。
After 3.5 years,
无论我们的主到哪里，他都跟随到哪里。
Wherever our Lord went, he went.
但是自从我们的主升天以后
，But ever since our Lord ascended,
当他记得我们的主上升的时候
，When he remembered our Lord ascended,
最后他记得的
，The very last thing he.